I think it is a real joy, a blessing, a privilege, and an honor to be able to be here another Monday afternoon. We are grateful for His love, His mercy, His compassion, and His wisdom, infinite wisdom, and His understanding. I don't believe I could say enough because I don't know hardly very little about how good God is, but I know enough that He saves sinners such as myself, and I classify as a wretched sinner, an ungodly sinner, but I'm glad God had mercy upon me and helped me when I couldn't help myself and saw my need, looked past all my faults, and gave me a place of repentance. And I come to Him with a broke heart and a contrite spirit. I gave up myself and asked God for mercy and forgiveness of my sins. I call on Him with a broke heart and a contrite spirit, and He saved me just like I was. What a wonderful salvation. What's so good about it is when you get saved, it's eternal. He's already changed your course, established you going, and put your feet on the solid rock. And, of course, the gates of hell cannot and will not prevail against the church of the living God. Now, I'm not talking about church members. I'm not talking about organization, some affiliation, association with some type of place that's supposed to be a church. It's got a steeple on it. That don't qualify it. Beloved, that'd make it to be qualified to be a church. The church is the body of Christ. The only way to get in this church, you don't join it. You're born into it. You've got to be born of a new nature, divine nature. God in you, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Jesus said, if you come up any other way, the same as the thief and the robber, you'll be cast out in that day. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes to the Father but by Him. He's the door. He leads in the sheepfold. And beloved, He paid the ultimate price for our sin. The Bible said, He that knew no sin became sin for you and I, that might be made the righteousness of God in Him. What a blessing, what a joy, what an honor it is, and a privilege it is, not just to know about Him, but to know Him as my personal Savior. For 43 wonderful years, I've been enjoying this wonderful, heaven-sent, God-given, without price, without money, salvation. I got me a drink out of that well, a well of living water. I was drinking out of a different well before I got saved. It was a well of the world. And it excited me. It brought pleasure to my flesh. That's why people commit sin, because there's pleasure. The Bible said, the pleasure of sin for season. And I indulge in those type of pleasures, worldly pleasures, sinful habits. But when I got saved, I got satisfied. Never was satisfied, really, with what I was doing. Not inward, that is, outward. It satisfied the old stinking flesh, and it had a lot of fun and a lot of excitement. That's why people do it, because of the pleasure. When I got saved, I got satisfied inside and out. Thank God it's been brand new on the inside. I've been newness of life for 43 wonderful years. I've been experiencing this wonderful, glorious, pure, perfect, and powerful salvation. What a wonderful gift. The free gift. The Bible said that the Lord God so loved the world that gave His only begotten Son. Whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but the world through Him might be saved. Now, Bubby, we're not talking about easy believism. We're not talking about believing in your mind, being persuaded in one's mind Jesus is the Son of God. You'd be right in thinking that, but beloved, that's not going to bring salvation. The Bible said, for with the heart man believeth. And that's not talking about this muscle, this organ, this muscle that pumps the blood to the body. That's the life-giving for the body is the blood. And of course, the center of that is the old fleshly heart. But He's not talking about that heart. He's talking about the heart that's within, inside the soul and the spirit, the heart of man. That's the heart of a real man, but the real person is housed in an earthly house, a body that's full of sin and corruption, shame and iniquity, and born in sin. But I'm glad, thank God, one day after a while we'll rid ourselves, the folk will be saved, rid ourselves of this old vile body. The Bible said this is corrupt, will put on incorruption, this mortal put on immortality. He brought the past in sin, and that is written, O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? Thank God we've been overcomers through Him that loved us and gave Himself for us. But I know when you get saved and God creates a new creature inside you, His divine spirit, His presence gets alive in you, it'll transform you. It'll change you completely. The Bible said, ye who were dead in trespasses and sin, you have to be quickened and made alive. I used to be dead in sin, but no longer. Thank God, for nearly 43 years I've been enjoying this wonderful, pure, perfect, powerful salvation. He liberated me from my sin. And now if I'd had got what I had coming, I'd already went to hell. But I'm glad God had mercy upon me. Inside me there's a new nature, divine nature, God in me, Christ in me, the hope of glory. Now with the heart, that means the inner person. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. When you get saved, you'll confess it, you'll talk, you'll tell it, you'll want to proclaim it everywhere that you go, that Jesus saved you, forgave you from your sins. You just won't be able to hold back. You want to tell everybody else what the Lord done for you. and you'll want them to get in as well. That's what he does when he's saved. He makes a missionary out of you. First thing you want to do is try to tell somebody else about your salvation. And you want to get them to the church and get them in the Lord's presence, and you won't see them get saved as well. When you get saved, there's a brand new creature that's born inside of you that is the divine nature, God in you, Christ in you, the hope of glory. What a blessing, what a honor, what a joy it is to be saved, and not just to know about it, but to know him as your personal Savior. I preach on the radio, most of what, of course, I preach what God gives, but it's always centered around salvation. That's because there's so many people that's on the radio. Brother, they're not preaching the truth. They're not preaching the gospel. They're not preaching about salvation. They're usually preaching about money, about giving, or about the blessing of giving. What it is they're talking about are these big-time multimillionaire preachers that are after your back pocket. And they're professionals. I call them professional thieves. I call them a religious thief, brother, whose God is their belly. They're glorying their own shame. The only thing they're concerned about, brother, is the dollar. Their God is the dollar. They bow down before the dollar. They're going after filthy lucre, brother. And one day, God's going to deal with them, and they'll have a proper place, a place that they deserve fully, beloved, and completely, in a place of eternal torment and damnation, and a fire that will be unquenchable, where the worm will die, and the smoke of their torment will ascend up forever, and there'll be no rest day nor night for them. The Bible said the Lord knoweth them that are his. They may fool a lot of people. Beloved, they do. They've got a lot of people that seen and fooled that. And this old flesh is easy to fool. It, all you got to do, some folks just brag on them and talk to them and build them up. And they're doing this about anything. And the Bible said the men love darkness more than love light. They won't come to light unless they believe to be reproved. They love to be patted on the back and bragged on and have, of course, have the preeminence in certain situations. They like to be noticed. This old wretched flesh of ours, beloved, that we're housed in this earthly house is full of corruption and sin. It does want to be noticed. It loves itself. It loves to be admired. It loves to be magnified, glorified. It's just, it's corrupt by nature, shaped in iniquity and born in sin. We have a fallen, depraved, Adamic nature. This old house that we're, earthly house that we're housed in, beloved, and it's always going to be there, and that temptation is and we get out of this vile body. But people love darkness more than love light. They won't come to light lest we believe to be reproved. And we live in time, perilous, dangerous time, when men already, lovers of their own selves, proud, boasters, blasphemers, children disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, truth breakers, heady, high-minded, and lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. God have mercy. Dangerous times, perilous times, beloved, upon us. And I believe that the Lord Jesus is coming real soon. I don't know the day nor the hour. If anybody tries to make a prediction that they do, they'll lie. Beloved, it's more likely the truth's not in them. The Bible said plainly that nobody, no man knoweth the hour when the Son of Man will come. Only God Almighty, the Heavenly Father, beloved, knows about when it'll be the time, and he'll come in the right time. But till he comes, I want to be like Solomon. He talked about Solomon, of course, the Shulamite. He was a type of the body of Christ, and the lover was the Lord Jesus. He said, if you want to get to the hill of frankincense, mountain of myrrh, and hill of frankincense, where the sweet incense of the presence was. That is to sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. I love nothing better than to be used by him in his service and to preach the good word of God and to feed at his table in fellowship. Spread the good news of the glorious gospel of Christ and the lost in thy world. My aim in life, my goal in life, beloved, is to help others. I'm a nothing. I never have been anything. If you don't think much of me, well, God bless you. You're right. I'm not anything. I don't claim to be anything. I'm just a wretched sinner saved by grace. I am what little I am only by the grace of God. And there dwelleth no good thing in me, that is in my flesh. That's what the greatest preacher God ever lived said. He said, there dwelleth no good thing in me, that is in my flesh. Our flesh is depraved, our flesh is rotten, our flesh is wretched, and beloved, that by the deeds of the flesh, that by the deeds of the law, there'll be no flesh justified in his presence. You cannot and will not be justified, nor accepted in the beloved, nor saved and go to heaven through the work of the flesh. You cannot be good enough. There's nothing you can do to obtain it. Jesus done it at Calvary. Now, if you could get up any other way, if you could obtain salvation by some miraculous work, some good deed, just trying to give it your best all your life, you'd still be found guilty before God because you're a sinner. All of us are sinners. Some folks are just worse sinners than others, but nevertheless, you're a sinner. You're saved iniquity, you're born in sin. You have a depraved, Adamic nature, a fallen nature, a corrupt nature, and there's nothing good about that nature, brother. But sin took over the body. When man transgressed God's laws, his eyes were open. He realized that he sinned against God. He tried to make a covering for his sin. He sold some fig leaves, beloved,
And when you get in front of the Word of God and exposes what you are and who you are, you'll try to make a covering for your sin. You'll try to deny it, run from it, hide from it. You'll try to everything you can to just get away from that conviction, brother, but there's no covering for it outside the blood, the Lord Jesus Christ. And what happened there in the garden was that God killed a little first lamb there, and that lamb was a type of Christ that was to come, God's lamb without spot, God's lamb without blemish, foreordained before the foundation of the world, and this was a part of that. Brother, he died. Of course, then the lamb was shed, then the blood was shed there. The blood is atonement as a covering for their sin, and God clothed them with that skin that will put it on their bodies to hide their nakedness, cover their nakedness. The Bible said, outside the shedding of the blood, there is no remission, no forgiveness for sin. The blood of Jesus Christ, God's own Son, the Bible said, cleanses us from all sin. Thank God for the blood. We sang a song, what can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus, God's own Son, cleanses us from all sin. I've been cleansed, thank God, by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Outside that, beloved, there is no cleansing. There is no salvation. There is no eternal redemption. You're still in sin if you don't know Him in a personal way. If you've not got broken contrite, you've not got remorse and gave up your sorry self, and seen yourself as on your way to hell and to the sinner, and you confessed that to Him and repented from it and turned from it, and He called on Him and He come in your heart and quickened you, made you alive, you're still in sin. I don't care how many times you've been baptized. I don't care how many organizations, affiliation of churches, so-called that's the denomination I'm talking about, you've joined up with. Well, you can join them all. Still go to hell. You can be a Baptist, a Methodist, Presbyterian. You can be all of it, Catholics. I mean, just join them all if you want to, brother. That's just a denomination, brother. That's all it is. The body is Christ. The body is Christ. You've got to be born again. You've got to be born in this body. You can't join up with it. You can't just associate yourself with it, beloved. You've got the experience of the new birth. Jesus said, except you be born again, you cannot, will not enter into the kingdom of God. That's the new birth. He's got to be born in you. If it happened to you, you've got to repent. Jesus said, except you repent, you'll all likewise perish. There's no hope, no help for you outside His blood. All you need is Him to know Him as your personal Savior. And I'll guarantee you, when you do, it'll put an automatic in your life, a complete turnaround. You'll be a brand new creation, a brand new creature. Old things that pass will all things become new to you when you get saved. And I hope that you will. See, my time just about gone now. Write to us, pray for us, and God bless you. As I pray in His name, amen.